Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Rising Star by Terry Osborne, performed by Megan Tusing. Chapter 1.
I haven't seen a penis in 90 days. Hurry your little honey up, Charlie, before all the good ones are gone.
Ruby Barnett's words hung in the August heat like granny panties on a clothesline, and Charlie Layton couldn't help but shake her head. After nearly 3 months of working with the body woman, she was no longer shocked by Ruby's crass, if honest, outbursts. As a longtime radio personality, some might think that the older woman would possess a stronger filter than most, but they'd be wrong. All the same, Charlie picked up her pace as the distant sound of singing hopefuls, ever present in this part of downtown Nashville, was interrupted by an unexpected voice.
"I'll show you mine, Ruby,"
offered a deep tenor from behind them.
"Come have a look."
Charlie turned to see the incorrigible flirt Trevor Mulligan, relieving himself next to his pickup truck in a far corner of the parking garage.
The good old boy from Tulsa couldn't carry a tune to save his life, but he could write a hit song like nobody's business.
The voice that woke Nashvillians 5 days a week on Eagle 101.5 replied,
"Gee, Trevor, if I'd known you were going to be so accommodating, darling, I'd have packed my magnifying glass before leaving the house."
The elevator door slid open, and the two ladies hopped in. Trevor hustled to join them, struggling with his zipper as he shuffled along. Flashing an evil smile, Ruby pressed the button that shut the doors in his face.
"That's rule number 14, she said, nodding toward the closed door. "Never tickle the first pickle that comes along. There's always a better specimen to be had. And in this case, a cleaner, less gnawed-on version."
Poor Trevor. Charlie didn't know him well, having only met him twice, but he seemed like a nice enough guy. Not very selective, as Ruby vulgarly pointed out, but charming in his own way. As for the rule thing, ranking at number 14 meant Ruby had learned this lesson early in life. Charlie's would-be mentor lived by a long list of rules and rattled off life lessons on an almost daily basis. Just this morning, rule number 37.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?